Well, first of all, thank you once again to the Summer League crew that gave us that wonderful inspirational message about helping each other and about doing what needs to be done for folks that are less fortunate than we are. It has been a little while since we've actually read the scripture, but it is in front of you in your bulletin. I was drawn to this Jeremiah passage. Because whenever I am feeling inadequate, the prophet Jeremiah is a huge inspiration to me personally. First, because, quite frankly, this passage that we read earlier today is one of my mother's favorite passages, and she would quote it to me from when I was a wee lad all the way up. And indeed, actually, my email address in college was based in part on this passage. But more importantly, it is of great comfort and relief to know that no matter what happens, whatever tragedies may befall us or the world or anyone, that God not only formed us in the womb, he says in Jeremiah, but indeed he intimately knew each and every one of us even before he formed us in the womb. God's knowledge and love of us stretches to before we were even growing in the womb, before we had a physical body. That in and of itself is an incredible statement of God's power. He is ultimately responsible for creating each and every one of us, but it is also an incredible statement of his love for his people. He painstakingly created each of us, knitting us together, but he loved us even before that creation, even before he began to create us in our mother's womb. And as we'll see, it is interesting that he should say this to Jeremiah. But even more than the message of God's eternal love, Jeremiah himself is an interesting prophet. He is charged with bringing, well, quite frankly, very bad news to God's people. After years of sinning by turning to false gods, a king finally arose. His name was Josiah, King Josiah. And he had finally brought the people back to the fold, and they began worshiping God instead of these other idols. But unfortunately, it was too little too late. And while most prophets hope for a happy message, something that God says to them that is good news, Jeremiah is charged with telling the people that they are to be punished, that the Babylonians will be coming to destroy them. Even worse than that, Jeremiah has to tell the people that really there is nothing they can do to prevent this coming destruction, and that really it would be better for them to simply accept their punishment than to try to defend themselves from the Babylonians. And indeed, that's basically the message of the entire book of Jeremiah, is this whole notion that there's nothing that the people can do, and the Babylonians are coming. This turns out to be completely accurate, by the way. By resisting them, which they do decide to do, by resisting them, the siege is prolonged and many more perish. But if they had simply surrendered, the takeover would have been much more peaceful. Had they simply accepted God's punishment, it would have been better for them. Either way, though, Jeremiah's words were not very popular with the people. He was basically branded as a traitor for encouraging them to simply roll over and be conquered by the Babylonians. And indeed, some of them thought that perhaps he was a spy. And that is why this passage is so significant. Notice that it is at the very beginning of the book. We started in verse 4 of chapter 1, only skipping over the prologue, the preamble of the book. So the very first thing that happens in this book, the very first prophecy that Jeremiah receives, is an encouragement that God knew him before his birth. that God had created him and formed him specifically for this task, and moreover, that it was indeed Jeremiah whom God had specifically chosen. In a scene similar to Moses asking God to choose someone else because he, Moses, was not a good speaker, Jeremiah protests against God appointing him as his messenger, stating that after all he was but a boy, a Hebrew word probably better rendered as young man. Right, Sunday school class? We talked about that. And once again, God's response is similar to when Moses confronted him years before. He says that he will be with Jeremiah and will give him the words to speak. And given the suffering that Jeremiah was to endure, the persecution from his own people that he would have to live through, this is very significant. God promised him that he would never forsake him, that his words would be placed in Jeremiah's mouth. And while this is a promise specifically made to Jeremiah himself, I think that it can be of great comfort to all of us. Like Jeremiah, we all know our own unworthiness to do God's work. For each of us has indeed sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and so none but Christ is worthy of doing the work of God. And yet what God says to Jeremiah is true for each of us, that God loved us before he even formed our bodies, that he had a plan for each and every one of us before we even existed in any normal sense. And what a comfort that is. Because it means that God makes us a similar promise that he makes to Jeremiah. He will never forsake us. And if we listen to him and obey him, he will give us the words that we need, and he will teach us the actions that we need to do. And no matter where we find ourselves, God will be with us, guiding us if we listen for him. Jeremiah himself, he is a role model to all of us. No matter what happened to him, he was willing to do what God asked of him. It certainly would have been easier to ignore God's words and tell everyone what they wanted to hear about the Babylonians. Other prophets did that very thing, and they became very, very popular. And quite frankly, Jeremiah really didn't make much of a difference, at least not in his own lifetime. After all, despite the fact that he obeyed God and told the people what God told him to tell them, his contemporaries did not listen to him. Like I said earlier, they did end up resisting the Babylonians, and far too many people lost their lives. But nonetheless, Jeremiah still did what God asked him to do. And in that sense, at least, though he may not have convinced the people of his own time, Jeremiah comes down through the years as a great inspiration to each of us, and his message is this: do God's will no matter what. And that is what God tells each of us today, to follow him, even when it would be easier to not follow him, to obey him even when the world tells us not to, to love the Lord with all of our heart, and all of our mind, and all of our body, obeying him in all things. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.